So I think the life lesson is that no victory is complete, no defeat is either. But you learn from what has happened and you move forward from there. So this is it. This is where everything that's been building the first three books, this is where the payoff comes now. And this is the final confrontation.
That's David Baldacci, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. David Baldacci is a global best-selling author with over 110 million copies in print. His books have been adapted for both film and television. He joins us to talk about The Stars Below, the latest in his young adult series of novels featuring the character Vega Jane. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
You know, you're best known for your thrillers that you've written for adult readers. What attracted you to creating a series for young adult readers?
You know, I think what really got me there was my love of fantasy, reading it all when I was a kid. And the first Vega Jane book, The Finisher, started out in 2008. My wife made the cardinal sin of giving me a blank page journal on Christmas. Don't give empty paper to a writer on a major holiday because you're going to lose them for the rest of the day. She did me. So I went back with my journal and I wrote down the name Vega Jane on top of the page, and I had this vague idea of the story that I wanted to tell and the world that I wanted her to inhabit. And it was a 5-year journey for me to write the first novel. I wrote on it off and on while I was writing my other thriller novels. But I think what drove me is I wanted to see if I could write another genre in the fantasy, in a genre that I really loved reading about, where I would have the opportunity as a writer to create everything from scratch, a brand new world, a luxury I did not have in writing my sort of fact-based thrillers. And it was a great experience, and it's been 4 books now, and the arc has been wonderful to see the characters grow and change over time. But I think I accomplished everything I set out to do with this series.
For what age group is this Vega Jane series intended?
It's middle grade, which is, you know, anything from probably 10 years old and up. I like to tell people it's a book, you know, 10 to 110. I've had a lot of adult people come in. I've had whole families come in, from little kids to young adults, teenagers, parents, grandparents, all together with the same family, you know, and they each have copies of the books. So I think it's all about storytelling. And if it's a good story with great characters people can remember and relate to, and it's interesting subject matter, I think regardless of the age group, I think people will enjoy the book.
Tell us about Vega Jane. What's special about this character?
She is a very feisty 14-year-old girl who doesn't know that she's actually living a lie. I think some of the worst depression is the fact that people don't even know they're oppressed. So she's living in a wormwood in a village where she's been told this is the only place there is. And there's an area around Wormwood that circles it almost like a noose called the Quag, which is a heavily wooded place that's filled with dangerous beasts. Nobody goes in there because you would die, so nobody does. So nobody ever leaves Wormwood. And they're told that there's nothing beyond the Quag anyway, so it doesn't matter. This is it. This is the whole universe. And people are content with that, but Vega Jane is not. She doesn't really believe this can be the only thing. And events in the first novel, The Finisher, tend to sort of chronicle that belief and make it true. So she decides to escape from Wormwood with a friend and try to find out the truth about her own life. And in some ways, it kind of mirrors everybody's life. You know, we raise our kids, and at some point, we have to let them go and go out into the real world and do what they can do with their lives, hoping we taught them well enough they can make good choices and informed decisions and all that, but still worrying about them. So this is a journey of a girl growing up amid a lot of challenges, and whether she could overcome them or not, you know, and you read the books and you find out. But I think it's a universal message about people going from a young age to an older age and surviving all the hard knocks that life can throw your way. Obviously, putting it into a fantasy where there's lots of challenges that we will never encounter in the real world. But particularly in this last book, The Stars Below, you'll find that Vega makes mistakes. She makes wrong choices, difficult ones. She gets defeated, outwitted, outsmarted, outfought at various times. But she keeps getting back up and building on those mistakes, which are some of the best life lessons anyone can have. She makes better choices. At the end, she overcomes the challenges. And I think that's a great life lesson for anybody.
You note that this is the conclusion of the Vega Jane series. And without giving away too much, what more can you tell us about the storyline that folks are going to find in this last book?
You know, she's at the point now where she's in a world that she's going to inhabit going forward. And the other three books were different worlds. Here is kind of the final showdown. This is the stage where she's taking her little ragtag band army that she's put together of lots of misfits and they're going to be matched against a far more powerful and greater foe. They're decidedly the underdogs. This is for all the marbles, and if they don't win with this one, then really it's all over for her. But even, you know, in victory, there can be some defeat, and even in some defeats, there can be victory as well. So I think the life lesson is that no victory is complete, no defeat is either. But you learn from what has happened, and you move forward from there. So this is it. This is where everything that's been building the first three books, this is where the payoff comes now, and this is the final confrontation.
Well, as you wrap up this series, are you thinking about another young adult series in the future?
I've gotten to the point in my career where I never say never. So I would say it's entirely possible that I would go outside the box again and write something that people would not expect. And, you know, it's great. At this point, I can really write about anything I want to write about, and I tend to try to explore those types of things. I have a book that is kind of a surprise for my readers. It'll be out in the summer. It's set in the 1940s. It's, you know, crime noir. That's a genre that I love, books and movies that I love, and really didn't even know I was going to write the book until November when I just had this inkling of an idea, and I sat down, and it came pretty quickly. So at this point, I just kind of follow what I feel, and that can take me in a lot of different directions.
I'm talking with David Baldacci. The Stars Below is the conclusion of the series featuring Vega Jane. David, tell us, for those who aren't aware, about your Wish You Well Foundation, which you created with your wife.
We started the foundation about 17 years ago, and our mission statement is to eradicate illiteracy in the U.S., and so by that, we accept grant requests from public and private organizations across the country who have literacy programs and literacy initiatives. We funded programs in pretty much all 50 states and counting over the years, and last year, we funded about 35 programs. This year, so far, we funded another 23. We've, you know, given out millions of dollars in grants, and we'll continue to do so because reading really is fundamental, and particularly in the information age where every job needs to be highly skilled. If you can't read at a high level, you're going to be left behind. And that's just the life's potential that's been lost. And a lot of Americans are in that right now. So our job is to make sure they have the skills and tools necessary to move forward in our society, reach their full potential, contribute to society, and do as well as they can, become self-sustaining. And without the ability to read, you can't achieve any of that. So that's our job.
Well, give us the website for the foundation, and what will people find there?
The website is wishyouwellfoundation.org. They'll find information about programs we've funded in the past, what our mission statement is, some of the tools that we use in recruitment. You can donate funds there. You can find out about volunteer opportunities on the website as well.
You know, David, a number of your books have been translated into feature films and television. What has that experience been like for you?
You know, it's a lot of fun to see the interpretation other people have written word turned into something that's going to appear on a big or small screen. You know, I've adapted one of my own books for a feature film. I understand the choices that have to be made. Things have to be pared down. You can't take a 400-page novel and turn it into a two-hour movie without making difficult choices about what to cut out to get to the core of the story that the film wants to be about. So I appreciate the difficulties that filmmakers have, maybe more so than other writers that don't have that same experience. So when I sell the film rights, I work with the people as closely as possible, but I have a litmus test. I never want to have so much control over a project that if it fails, they can blame me. And that has served me well over the years. But it's a fun process. I enjoy watching filmmakers do what they do. And it's a good opportunity to see a different version of a written work.
Well, David, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
David Baldacci's latest young adult novel is The Stars Below. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations. That's all one word. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. And you can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening. Thank you.